Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. One day, you're gonna be dead. We're all gonna be dead, and we will want someone, we will need someone to act as an executor, to move the process along, to resolve the will, resolve the estate. Now, you're dead, so what's the big deal? It's no work for you, but for the person that you hand that job to, it can be a lot of work. It can be no easy task, and there can be some relationship dynamics with your executor and the family. There's lots of things that need to be thought of and sorted through. And so today we're going to talk about that. David Eady is a certified executor advisor. He is the author of Executor Help: How to Settle an Estate, Pick an Executor, and Avoid Family Fights. He joins me now from Montreal, Quebec. Hello there.
Hello, Bruce. How are you?
I was reading the beginning of the book, and it really relates to the third element of this book title, Avoid Family Fights. This was not an easy road for you. Tell us why.
Well, the book came about because of my situation of 7 years, 10 court appearances, and $50,000 in lawyer's fees to settle my parents' estate, and they had a will. And basically, every time I would talk to a client or I'd talk to an individual about what I was going through during that time. I'd hear about one executor who was still having problems. I'd hear about another family breaking up. And I didn't want anybody else to have to go through what I went through. And COVID came up and I couldn't travel. So I decided to write the book.
What is that job? What is the job of being an executor? Because lots of people like me is like someone asks you, all right, okay, like... I guess, sure. But what is the job?
It's a job that nobody wants. It's the worst job that you, if you accept, you really have to go in with your eyes open, because the individual who's asking you to do the job, it's the biggest favor that you're going to be taking on. You're looking to put aside at least 100 hours of your time, probably most of the time during working hours. And it's going to take you anywhere between 18 to 24 months to settle the estate. So that means you've got to do everything. And 99% of the time, most people have no idea, don't know where to start, what to do. And on top of that, you've got ungrateful beneficiaries and family dynamics, which can make the job even more difficult.
You say there are three goals. First, file the right tax return. Okay, that's important. And you've got a lot of details on that front. Second, I can imagine this can be a delicate thing, especially if things aren't super clear, is to distribute to the beneficiaries. What does that mean?
Well, within the will, it designates should be sent to the will, to the beneficiaries, you're going to distribute it. But I advocate in the book that you don't distribute anything until you've made sure that you paid the taxes and you've got the clearance certificate from CRA. That's where a lot of times executors run into trouble, is they just disperse the money and then they find out they haven't got enough to pay the taxes. And then they have the difficult problem of having to ask the beneficiaries, could you send me back some of the money? So I advocate, make sure all the bills are paid, creditors are taken care of, especially CRA, and then distribute to the beneficiaries.
And then number three is close the estate. You mentioned 100 hours. What is the lion's share of that time?
It could be anything. That's why I say that it's important that you start to have a team, because a lot of people have no idea of what the job entails. So you need to have an accountant, you need to have a lawyer, and you also need to have a financial advisor as the minimum amount of your team to get the estate settled. But I've seen some estates where executors have to employ up to 17 different professionals to get the estate settled. And that'd be because you might need a real estate agent, you might need an auctioneer for the estate, a estate sale. So there's a lot of things to be done, and a lot of professionals that you're, as the executor, expected to coordinate and get it all done. And on top of that, there's that never-ending buzz of the beneficiaries asking, when am I going to get my portion? When am I going to get my payment?
You recommend that folks ask themselves some questions of yourself to really think about whether or not you would make a good executor. Are you honest? Do you have patience? Are you well organized? Do you pay attention to detail? All these great things. As you go through that list, what do you say to people who honestly look at those questions and say, no, it's not me? How then do you deal with the question that has been asked of you to serve in this way?
Well, then you have to let the lawyer or the notary who's ever done the will that you're going to decline. A lot of people think because they've been asked or they've been named, and a lot of times people don't even know they've been named as executors. It's not against, again, it's a big favor, but you don't have to take the job. You can say no. And if you don't feel that you can, qualified or you can get things done, then walk away.
Co-executors.
You don't need the grief.
Co-executors is a thing. What is your number one tip if you realize either, before the person passes or afterwards that you're going to be doing this with somebody else?
Well, you have to be able to get along and there has to be communication. If you're the individual who's writing the estate and it's your will and you've named, co-executors, or maybe you've got, as with kids, maybe you've got two kids or three kids and you name all three of them, then you've made the job a little bit more, it'll take a little bit longer, because for any important paperwork that has to be completed, you need three signatures. In my case, there was a family member. I decided to sign off because myself and one of the other siblings, we didn't get along. And to move the process along, I resigned as executor because we couldn't get along and it was just dragging on for too long. So if you're putting together your will and you want to name your kids, and that's why I talk about it's important to have the conversations. If you've got three kids and you want to name just one of them, and because they're more organized and they can get the job done, you feel much quicker, then explain to the other siblings reason why you chose just one child. Again, and I advocate so much to having conversations.
There is one task for an executor that simply would not have been on the radar 20 or 30 years ago, and that is dealing with the digital assets, the social media accounts, the iPhotos that are in the cloud, all those sorts of things. What should people be aware of in terms of how that part of it unfolds?
Well, it's a new part of estate planning. A lot of people don't really think about it. And so you need to make sure that as you are preparing your executor, and I say in the book that you need an executor when you're dead, but you need to prepare your executor while you're alive. And to prepare them, besides, the regular estate things such as your assets, the digital assets, you also need to prepare them in terms of letting them know where all the the logins and the passwords are, because each social media company has their own protocol in terms of how to shut down the accounts. I have a friend of mine, he was telling me how his buddy passed away 5 years ago, and yet they're still getting posts about his birthday and reminders of what's going on in the vacation and stuff like that. So you need to apprise your executor and also your family members where all those logins and passwords. One email address is probably associated with probably up to 130 or even more digital identities. And you need to get that organized, because you're just making the job even more difficult for the executor.
It is a daunting task, but made easier, I think, by your book. David, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so very much for having me on, Bruce.
David Eady is a certified executor advisor. His book is called Executor Help: How to Settle an Estate, Pick an Executor, and Avoid Family Fights. And the thing to know about how it's laid out, there's lots of great stories and anecdotes, but then it's very tippy. If you're a tippy person like me, like you do this, do this, do this, do this, there's like kind of a checklist set up. So it makes it an easy read, a compelling read, and a bit of a cautionary tale. Pick up a copy.